With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, most people prefer to be left alone while doing this.
I still think it's using the bathroom.
No, you do it in public.
Oh.
Shopping.
Okay. Shopping's it, Heidi.
All right, I'm going to go with shopping.
Yeah, good, Tom. You're right.
I was thinking shopping, but I don't know if I'm going to go with that yet.
Most shoppers, 95%, prefer to be left alone as they browse in a store for items especially like clothing.
Mm-hmm. Why won't they tell the people who work at the stores this?
I think because they are on commission, Tom.
But if we prefer to be left alone and you're not leaving us alone, we're probably going to buy less.
Well, you can tell them, thank you, I'm looking, I'll let you know if I need anything.
They don't always listen to you.
Yeah, a lot of times they're like, are you sure? You okay?
I will leave a store quicker if someone keeps coming up to me and talking because I'm so irritated by it.
I actually used to work in a retail store, and there are a lot of needy shoppers. Like, you would not expect it.
Oh, so.
They want you to follow them around and hold everything for them, so.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Surprisingly.
I never knew I could make them do that.
There you go.
See, ducking in and out of the dressing room and coming back and going around these, around the aisles. And I think it would be funny to see how far they would follow you.
Oh, okay. Have them like, no, I need you over here.
Yeah.
And just have
them.
And you know what? Keep piling clothes on them. Like, just see how many clothes they'll hold.
This sounds like a torture Tuesday.
Oh,
I did post a picture last week. It says, until you work in food or retail, you have no idea the level of stupid that exists in the world.
Oh, wait. I do. I've been saying people are stupid for a long time.
Well, you work on this show, so there's a reason.
Oh, true.
Well, people prefer to use in-store technology for customer service over store employees, like apps and stuff like that.
Right.
The price check to see what's going on, price scanners and things like that. Because, you know, what drives me crazy is you'll be in a store, and it could be something even like a Walmart or something, and there's no price at all.
Mm-hmm. Drives me nuts.
I think it should have to be free if there's no price tag.
But I'm like, you know, you'll see prices underneath the item, and then on that item that you want, for some reason, there's no price.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then you try to find one of those scanners, and most of the time, that's broken.
I've seen them disappear. It's like I can't even find them anymore. Do they still have them?
Yeah. I think you should just steal it, and whenever they try to arrest you, say, well, this can't count because it's free. It has no price on it.
Are you sure you're not one of those idiots you're talking about?
Like,
you know what? Tell me, how come I should have to go through heck and high water to find the price of something that you should have marked?
Just take it with you to checkout and let them do it there. And if you don't want it, you don't take it.
Yeah, so you weren't being serious about stealing it.
Of course not. That's so stupid.
I got you. All right, and Americans struggle to do math to determine the price on items that are on sale.
Exactly.
I will say I do have a tough time with my Kohl's cash and going to Kohl's sometimes because you'll go a certain day and there'll be 15% off the price, and then you'll have a 30% off coupon or 20% off coupon. And then if you spend $50 or more, you'll get another $10 off. And then if you do all that and you go over $100 or whatever, it's like you're going to get another $20 of Kohl's cash you can spend at a later date. And so you're doing shopping math.
Hawk's head explodes.
It's like playing the slots. You're like, oh, come on. This is a big, paying $5.
I have an app for that. An additional percentage off.
You know what's funny is I have a friend who is very judgmental of everyone, mm-hmm. but then they can't do their own math on that stuff.
Are you talking about me?
No.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, and then they can't do that. So there.
Well, 78% of people say they actually need a calculating aid. I don't even know what he meant.
Well, I didn't understand what you meant about Kohl's cash, so there.
Okay. Well, you got to shop there to figure it out.
Oh, I know. My wife gets the thing in the mail, everything. It's like what Cato says. It's like you peel off the sticker. Is it going to be 15, 20, or 30% off?
And apparently it can't be figured out at Kohl's.
Well, that's true, but
yeah.
I just trust a person checking me out. 78% of people say they actually need a calculating aid, Heidi, to figure out
what... I mean, the basics you get, but then it's 30% off, and then it's 50% off extra on top of that.
Well, you just do 30%, then
50%. Oh, Tom, I know full well how to do it. It's much easier if I'm shopping.
Right. But, I mean, do you do that while you're shopping? I mean, if I see a shirt that says 30% off or I have a coupon that says 50, but whatever, I'm just going to take it up there and let them figure it out. I don't try to figure it out myself.
Okay, but I do, because at a certain point, you're like, you're getting Kohl's cash back, and if you spend another $3.10, you're going to get, you know, $10 off.
You just grab something beside the register. Well, I'll take these shoestrings here. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah, you just add to it right there at the last minute. If you need $3 more worth of product, hang on, let me grab that shirt over here.
But what if you don't need shoestrings?
Well, bring them back later.
The real motivator when you do have the 50% off and then the additional 30 is like, whoa, look at this. I'm saving all this money. I can buy more. That's why it's so important to figure it out when you're shopping.
What made you think that doing math on percentages off would be an interesting topic on the radio?
I'm stressed out right now.
I don't really know, Tom.
Because this has turned really weird.
Shopping, people like to do it alone for that reason.
We should be doing it alone right now.
That way you don't fight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No one's judging you when you're checking
out
the
time.
I will say, Hawk, I'm looking for a Kohl's app that keeps up with all of that stuff. You need one of those.
Well, 45% of the people say they wasn't strong in the mathematics area anyway when it comes to school.
Or grammar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.